Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. Manny Hill, happy to be with you here. And I am joined by Julie Danzel, who is the Manager of Student Wellness at Minneapolis Public Schools. And we're going to be talking about Winter Wellness Week, which is happening February 3rd through the 7th. And the main mission is renew and recharge, cultivating wellness together. Is the theme this year for Winter Wellness Week, Minneapolis Public Schools. Julie, first of all, thank you for joining. Appreciate the time. We were just talking before we went on the air here. This is kind of the time time of the year where we're all kind of feeling it a little bit, right? We get about halfway through the winter and we just get to that point where it's time to kind of rejuvenate ourselves, recharge our bodies and our minds and everything. So let's talk a little bit about what the idea behind Winter Wellness Week, how did that sort of originate?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me today. I'm super excited to be able to talk with you and your listeners about Winter Wellness Week that, as you said, that will kick off on Monday. And you're right. I mean, this idea actually started back in 2017 as we were talking with our staff and our students. And you're right, that kind of midwinter point where we all could use like a little boost to get us through to the next season. And so really it's an opportunity for us to celebrate where we live. I mean, to celebrate Minnesota winter and provide opportunities for our school communities to put winter wellness into practice, and kind of that collective power of self-care is really our theme this year.
What's your favorite way to embrace winter, with or without snow? We're kind of having one of those years where we don't really have a lot of snow, knock on wood. Hopefully it kind of stays that way. But what's kind of your favorite way to embrace winter during this time of the year?
Absolutely. And it truly is to be outside. And I know we have not had typical winters the last few years, but I am going to be honest. One of my absolute favorite things to do in the winter when there is snow is, maybe you've done this, take a walk in your neighborhood, in your community after a fresh snowfall. There's nothing like kind of that peacefulness. And it's almost, the snow almost, I feel like, acts like a sound blanket. Things sound softer and quieter. And there's just like this beauty in that fresh snow. So I'm hoping I get to do that at least once this winter.
That's amazing. I've never really thought about that, about how, you know, how the effect on the sound around you that the actual snow can have. I've never really thought about that, but now that you bring it up, it's like, yeah, that's actually something.
It is. Try it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Julie Danzel, who is the Manager of Student Wellness at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking about Winter Wellness Week, which is happening February 3rd through the 7th. So let's get into the theme of each day of Winter Wellness Week. How are each of these days meant to sort of help us improve our overall well-being?
Absolutely. There is a daily focus each day, and we kick off on Monday with Move and Groove Monday. And it's really just an opportunity to embrace those outdoors, get outside as you can, take in some fresh air. The sun has been making an appearance these last few days. Hopefully we see it next week. And then we go into Tuesday, Tranquil Tuesday, where we really just encourage all of us to focus on kind of our mental and emotional wellness with kind of, we have mindfulness exercises and relaxation techniques that you can find on our website. And then every wellness week we celebrate in the winter and the spring is anchored by kind of walk and bike to school days. And so Winter Walk Wednesday is on February 5th. We have 18 schools participating in Winter Walk Day, and so we're really excited to support schools throughout the district that will be celebrating. On Thursday is True Food Thursday. I will say we are really proud of the food that we serve in Minneapolis Public Schools, and each month we have a locally sourced meal. It happens to fall during Wellness Week next week, and so we have a really fantastic meal plan with local carrots, this really interesting grain called kernza, and it's a perennial grain, which means it you know, it's not annual, like it comes back each year, and the roots and how it treats the soil is just really amazing. And so we're really excited about our meal on Thursday. And then Friday just simply Friendship Friday. Maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's someone in your family, but just really fostering those social connections and that community spirit. And it can be simple. We're not, you know, you don't need extra gear, you don't need to go, you know, sort of do anything special. It's a smile, maybe someone that you see. Maybe it's trying something new, a new recipe, reading a new book, journaling. One of my favorites, getting sleep. Trying to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So it's really just sort of looking at kind of our health throughout that week and finding small ways to start taking some steps.
Yeah, certainly getting a full night's sleep, a full 8 hours is something even at my age at 40 years old, and I've been doing this forever, it's still it's still a challenge every week to make sure you get optimum amount of sleep.
Yes,
Julie Daniel is the manager of student wellness at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking about Winter Wellness Week happening next week, February 3rd through the 7th. So let's go back to Winter Walk to School Day. That's Wednesday the 5th that you talked about. And again, how many students and staff do you estimate will take part in this?
Yeah, I would say upwards of 20 schools are registered. It's pretty cool because when we started to think about celebrating kind of walk and bike efforts in Minneapolis Public Schools, it was about 10 years ago, we were the first school district in the state of Minnesota to really celebrate winter walking. And now it is a statewide event, sort of coordinated through our Minnesota Department of Transportation and Safe Routes to School. So what we kind of a great idea that we had here at MPS now, students all over the state get to celebrate. And we have schools doing simple things, kind of unique things. I'll give a shout out to a couple. Emerson School, which is near Loring Park, their whole school is actually going to walk to Loring Park on Wednesday and take in the nature. They're going to have their morning meetings there at Loring Park and do a scavenger hunt. We have another school, Ella Baker, that is taking a walking field trip and going to their public library, their community library. And we have another school, City View, that's doing a school-wide parade. And so it's just, it can look different in your school community. You know, folks know their school communities best. And so just, again, that connectivity, that social connection, and just celebrating that we're here in the winter.
How important, too, is it going to be to dress properly? I mean, you know, especially here in Minnesota, the winters, we had a couple of mild days this week where we got up into the 40s, which is kind of unusual for January. And so we know how volatile the temperatures can be during this time of the year. How important is it going to be for people to sort of pay attention to the weather forecast and make sure they're dressing properly that day?
It's very important and nothing to take lightly. And some of the tips to really think about layers. Layers are your best friend. So think about maybe a t-shirt with a sweatshirt over it with your jacket, but layering up as you can. And never underestimate sort of the power of a hat to keep in your body warmth, and a scarf just to even sort of wrap around your face. And so I think just a few simple items can really make the difference between feeling, you know, comfortable outside or not. And so those are just some things. One of our middle schools, Franklin Middle School, has a really great a video that they did a few years back called Coats, Hats, and Gloves. It really talks kind of peer-to-peer about the importance of dressing warm in the winter too.
Awesome. Last thing for Julie Danzo, manager of student wellness here at Minneapolis Public Schools. I know there's a lot of really dedicated MPS staff members who bike, walk to school every day, pretty much no matter what the conditions are, right? I mean, I know some of them, myself, tell us about, you know, the example that they're kind of setting with that dedication every day.
Oh, absolutely. And there are staff throughout our district buildings, from transportation and culinary and wellness services to our schools, that do bike and walk year round. And as a matter of fact, last year in celebration of Winter Walk Day, we highlighted a couple of those folks. The PE teacher from Emerson and a colleague of ours at the Davis Center in a webinar, and they talked to us about sort of their approach to year-round biking and walking. And so they are setting their role models for us all. And yes, it's really tremendous to be able to have folks in our community that are getting out there and doing it every day.
Yeah, I agree. Wholeheartedly agree there. Julie, mm-hmm. I appreciate the time. This is really, really exciting. Winter Wellness Week, it's happening next week, February 3rd through the 7th. Really exciting things happening each day of the week, including that Winter Walk to School Day happening on Wednesday the 5th. Julie Danzel, Manager of Student Wellness at Minneapolis Public Schools, thank you so much. Always great to talk to you, and have fun next week. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. Thank you so much for having me.